Next, passengers on all flights to the U.S. are about to face tougher security before they board. In fact, some airlines will begin interviewing passengers as early as tomorrow. Here's ABC senior transportation correspondent David Curley tonight.
Tomorrow's deadline means Americans flying home from international airports could face new security interviews. Every day, 325,000 passengers board 2,100 direct flights to the U.S. from 280 airports. This is part of the enhanced security ordered by then Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly.
Unless we all raise our security standards, terrorists who see commercial aviation as the greatest takedown will find and attack the weakest link.
Every airline must meet these new security mandates, but the U.S. is not telling those airlines how to do it. Many carriers, though, have decided to conduct these short security interviews, which could be as simple as, where are you traveling? Who packed your bag?
And I think that's a very good thing at some of these locations. I think it's going to be very seamless. The airlines are accustomed to this type of thing.
David Curley with us live tonight. And David, the bottom line here for people watching, for Americans flying back here to the U.S., how many can expect to be interviewed?
It's a good chance that they all could, depending on what the airlines decide to do, David. But if you've flown domestically recently, you've been engaged in these simple security questions. Has the bag left your possession? It's the Israeli model. Airline workers looking for anybody nervous or uncomfortable.